And we've talked here about how the low unemployment rate, combined with Americans being less willing to relocate, has led to employers sweetening the pot for prospective white-collar workers, throwing in signing bonuses, for instance. But did you know there are 500,000 factory jobs unfilled? According to the Department of Labor, that's the most in nearly two decades. And now skilled factory workers are getting some perks as well. Austin Hufford wrote about this for the Wall Street Journal. He's in Chicago. Austin, what are some of the jobs and what are some of the perks?
Well, it seems like the one that's becoming more and more common is just paying for relocation. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a welder, whether you know how to program a machine, or whether you're even just a normal laborer, some factories are increasingly offering to move you across the country and give you a couple $1,000s just to begin working.
We should say that some of these workers do become white-collar workers. Some of these are management jobs. You profile a young man who used to work in a bike shop and got $2,000 to move from Salt Lake City to somewhere near Columbus. And he bought some collared shirts with the money that he got.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, basically, this guy helps run IT equipment in a factory in Columbus, Nebraska, actually.
Yeah.
You know, he basically said that he was told from a friend of a friend that there was an opening available, and the $2,000 was enough to kind of get him to put his stuff in his car and buy some extra shirts, as he said.
What are some other companies? Just tick them off.
Well, Raytheon and Caterpillar, Lockheed Martin. You know, and even much smaller companies, like a maker of garbage trucks, a maker of parts for the car industry. You know, it kind of seems like, it, depending on where they are, it seems like it's becoming increasingly sort of what they need to do to fill their backlogs.
Yeah, you know, 500,000 jobs, even as we have this low unemployment and little wage growth. Is that one of the reasons that people haven't been moving? It's hard to move if you're not going to get more money.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that a lot of economists are kind of scratching their heads about, trying to figure out why is the moving rate so low? I mean, basically, it's at the lowest rate since they started tracking the metric in the 40s. Yeah. And whether that means that the opportunities aren't available or something else is stopping them from moving, it's definitely not a particularly good sign.
Well, you point to GH Tool and Mold, which is an auto industry supplier. They've increased their starting wage to around $18 an hour from $15 a few years ago. They are also paying moving expenses. They post notices on a Facebook group called Leaving Illinois to get workers from a state that is, you know, depopulating, to try to entice people to move. This seems like a good time for factory workers in this way.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems that way. I mean, I thought it's interesting how over the course of 2019, wage growth has actually ticked up. And so in December, wages for manufacturing workers grew at 3%, which is actually higher than for the rest of the economy. And so maybe we're starting to see maybe somewhat of a shift towards some of these factory jobs, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing because the industry needs it.
Right. But it's important to remember, though, is that a lot of these factory jobs are not the jobs of old. You know, they're skilled. They require some sort of education, maybe not a four-year college, but definitely something, some sort of technical degree, perhaps.
Right.
And so they aren't just like necessarily just a day laborer.
And this is one of the problems that is it's happening in manufacturing right now. They have a shortage of skilled laborers.
Yes, exactly. And that's why there's so many open jobs. And that's why they're having to offer these relocation benefits, because, you know, you can't really work remote at a factory.
Yeah. Austin Hufford, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, will link you to his article that lists these companies at hereandnow.org. Austin, thank you.
Thanks.